closer.
MotivationFreeForAll.com.
Are you struggling? Do you have goals? Do you want to get in better shape? Firm up? Lose weight? Do you have a job or career aspiration? Do you want to move up? Are you establishing a company? You need motivation. Valuable lessons and profound philosophies from iconic writers, political luminaries, influential philosophers, and historical figures. Motivation free for all, mind, body, and spirit.
Warning. Some specific terminology may be culturally insensitive, even though the important topics discussed are still relevant. We do not censor classic literature or practical philosophy.
Clickman Digital Media, your culture's edge.
Exploring ancient Israelite history, beliefs, and themes like covenant, faith, redemption, and the Messiah, the Old Testament includes poetry, laws, creation stories, and prophecies. It offers moral guidance, reveals insights into God's interactions with his people, and inspires millions globally with its enduring promises and profound wisdom. The Book of Obadiah in the Old Testament is the shortest book in the Hebrew Bible, consisting of only one chapter. It is a prophetic book attributed to Obadiah, who delivers a message of judgment against the nation of Edom. Here is a detailed summary of the Book of Obadiah. Introduction. Obadiah opens with a declaration of the vision he received from God concerning Edom. He proclaims the impending judgment against the nation for its pride, arrogance, and mistreatment of Judah. Judgment against Edom. The main focus of the book is on the judgment pronounced against Edom for its role in the destruction of Jerusalem. Edom is condemned for gloating over Judah's downfall, for plundering their land, and for standing by as enemies attack them. The Day of the Lord. Obadiah speaks of the coming Day of the Lord, a time of divine judgment and reckoning. He warns that Edom will be repaid for its deeds and brought to justice for its sins. Restoration of Israel. Despite the judgment against Edom, Obadiah concludes with a message of hope for the people of Judah. He prophesies their restoration and victory over their enemies. The house of Jacob will be restored, and the kingdom will belong to the Lord. Overall, the Book of Obadiah serves as a reminder of God's justice and sovereignty. It highlights the consequences of pride and mistreatment of others, while offering hope for the restoration of the faithful. Obadiah's prophecy against Edom serves as a warning to all nations to heed God's judgment and to seek righteousness and compassion in their actions.
The Book of Obadiah from the World English Bible. The Vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord Yahweh says about Edom. We have heard news from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the nations, saying, Arise, and let's rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, who says in his heart, Who will bring me down to the ground? Though you mount on high as the eagle, and though your nest is set among the stars, I will bring you down from there, says Yahweh. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, oh, what disaster awaits you! Wouldn't they only steal until they had enough? If grape pickers came to you, wouldn't they leave some gleaning grapes? How Esau will be ransacked, how his hidden treasures are sought out. All the men of your alliance have brought you on your way, even to the border. The men who were at peace with you have deceived you and prevailed against you. Friends who eat your bread lay a snare under you. There is no understanding in him. Won't I, in that day, says Yahweh, destroy the wise man out of Edom, and understanding out of the mountain of Esau? Your mighty man, Teman, will be dismayed, to the end that everyone may be cut off from the mountain of Esau by slaughter. For the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame will cover you, and you will be cut off forever. In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers carried away his substance, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were like one of them. But don't look down on your brother in the day of his disaster, and don't rejoice over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Don't speak proudly in the day of distress. Don't enter into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Don't look down on their affliction in the day of their calamity, neither seize their wealth on the day of their calamity. Don't stand in the crossroads to cut off those of his who escape. Don't deliver up those of his who remain in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh is near all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so will all the nations drink continually. Yes, they will drink, swallow down, and will be as though they had not been. But in Mount Zion, there will be those who escape, and it will be holy. The house of Jacob will possess their possessions. The house of Jacob will be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. They will burn among them and devour them. There will not be any remaining to the house of Esau. Indeed, Yahweh has spoken. Those of the south will possess the mountain of Esau, and those of the lowland, the Philistines. They will possess the field of Ephraim and the field of Samaria. Benjamin will possess Gilead. The captives of this army of the children of Israel, who are among the Canaanites, will possess even to Zarephath. And the captives of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad, will possess the cities of the Negev. Saviors will go up on Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be Yahweh's. End of the Book of Obadiah. Recording by Iswa in Belgium in January 2008.
Thank you for listening to Motivation Free for All, Mind, Body, and Spirit. For more information, go to motivationfreeforall.com. Motivation Free for All. Mind, Body, and Spirit was created, developed, and post-produced by CJ Glickman. Music produced and composed by Olmac Music. Glickman Digital Media, your culture's edge. All rights reserved.